Non-governmental organizations have started an American-style summer camp in South Africa to help combat the spread of AIDS and provide emotional support to children whose families have been affected by the disease. These boys are singing the Camp Sizezani song. In the Zulu language, they sing, "Let's all get together and help each other." Camp Sizezani looks a lot like a traditional American summer camp, something not found in South Africa. There are dormitories and sports fields, theater classes and swimming lessons. It's in the rural setting of the Magaliesberg Mountains. But the almost 100 campers, all boys from local townships, are attending the week-long session for more than fun. Most of the boys here, although not all of them know it, come from families where at least one person is infected with HIV. Some of the campers are infected themselves. In between the arts and crafts classes and the nighttime talent shows, camp counselors are teaching the boys about AIDS in a personal, frank way and helping them prepare for the havoc the disease is wreaking on their families and communities. AIDS issues are tackled head-on. Counselor Lawrence Ndu, himself a young man from Soweto, says most of the boys have already heard the information about HIV and AIDS, but don't believe it.
Believe you me, most kids here in this camp, they have engaged in sex. You know, and it was a shocking discovery for me. You know, they have engaged in sex, and most of them, they have engaged in an unprotected sex. I was kind of basically horrified, and I was a little angry, but I kept it within myself.
Mr. Ndu says he tries to debunk many of the boys' myths, like the commonly held one that the lubrication on condoms contains worms. He opens packs of condoms and challenges them to find the worms. While the boys say the AIDS classes are interesting, for the most part, like 15-year-old Tabanga Mpanza, the best part of camp is simply the chance to relax.
We are to have fun. And it's for the first time in South Africa that they have this camp, the World Camps. And so we're just taking part to see where it can take us. Because most of us were like, most of our friends are committing themselves into crime and doing things that they're not supposed to be doing, so we just want to be out of the streets.
Camp director Philip Lilienthal says that while the AIDS classes are important and the sports are fun, the camp provides something seemingly very simple that these children don't always get at home: personal attention.
For example, initially we were going to switch tables every meal and have the counselors get to know all the kids, and the kids were so emotionally attached to the counselors right away that they didn't want them to switch. So I think the emotional needs are so obvious and that they respond so beautifully to the attention that we're giving them. It just was a little beyond our expectations that way.
This was the first of 6 planned one-week sessions during school holidays this year, and organizers hope the idea will spread to other parts of South Africa and to other countries in the region. The camp will be followed up by clubs the boys can attend on the weekends. Camp Sizezani is run by an American non-governmental organization, World Camps, in cooperation with a program at Chris Hannyberg Gwinnett Hospital in Soweto. HIV/AIDS counselor Michelle Shorn, who represents the hospital and the camp's management, says the change in campers in just 1 week was impressive.
As they drove in here, and they weren't friendly with each other, they would like give each other a push. The difference now, you'll see they'll hold hands and walk together. You know, somebody falls down while they're playing soccer and 2 or 3 guys are going to help them up. That difference is so visual that it's incredible.
As camp drew to an end this week, most of the boys were sad to leave. But still, seeing a microphone, they burst into song.
I love to be here.
Although it was about much more, most of the boys simply said camp had been lots of fun. Nicole Itano for VOA News, Camp Sizezani, South Africa.
I love to be here to Sizezani, to camp people. I can talk with him, I can sing with him, I can smile with him. I love to be here. Yeah, Philly is our father in Sizezani.